Hey, good afternoon, my friends. Today is day 23. If you remember pretty much up front, we talked about the acronym Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, which stands for Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's a famous verse from the book of Song of Songs, King Solomon. I'm for my beloved is for me. And that's really the relationship of closeness between God and the Jewish people, and that's what we're supposed to work on during this month of Elul. But I also mentioned that there's a second acronym. We haven't spoken about that and really how it's supposed to affect our Elul and our lead up to Rosh Hashanah next week. And that is Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanot Le'Avyonim. There's another verse that spells out Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Ish L'Re'eyu, one person for his friend, U'Matanot Le'Avyonim, and gifts to the poor. Now that verse is taken from the scroll of Esther, Megillat Esther, and it's the biblical source for the Jewish tradition to give charity to the poor, specifically on Purim, as a way to celebrate the whole miracle of Purim. But this mitzvah of tzedakah, of giving charity, is not limited, of course, to Purim or any one time of the year. And one of the things that we should sort of gird ourselves with, if you will, at this time, is chesed and tzedakah, performing acts of kindness for other people, giving charity. Giving tzedakah is one of the ways that we do tshuva, the way we come back to Hashem. It paints us in a very positive picture before the Almighty, so that when Hashem is evaluating us, what kind of year to bless us with, on Rosh Hashanah, he looks at us and he says, you know what, this is a person who doesn't just take care of his own, just take care of himself or even just his immediate circle, but takes care of people he doesn't or she doesn't even know. And that's why I brought in the stork, which is kind of a funny bird. The chasidah with the stork, the Torah tells us, is not kosher and therefore forbidden to be eaten. But it's interesting because the word chasidah, the Hebrew word for stork, is from the Hebrew word chesed, kindness. And Rashi tells us that the reason the stork gets the name chesed or chasidah is because it deals kindly with its friends when it comes to food. It gives food to its friends. So my teacher, Rabbi Schachter, asked the question, so why is it not kosher? It should be something that should be able to be eaten if it represents such a beautiful giving kind of, you know, bird, but because it does it with its friends. And Rabbi Schachter, my teacher, suggested that any living thing which expresses kindness only with its friends and not with others is unfit for Jewish consumption. Elul is a time of Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanot Le'Avyonim, one person for his friends and gifts to the poor. Our obligation extends to all people, not just to our friends. And that's something we should be thinking about. First and foremost, as the Talmud says, Aniyei Ircha Kodem, the poor people of your town, they take precedence. You have to take care of your parents, your siblings, your cousins before you take care of a stranger. But charity, of course, starts in the home, but it doesn't end in the home. The Jewish obligation to give tzedakah, to give charity, extends beyond our inner circles. And therefore, we should be thinking about what causes do we believe in that are taking care of the poor, that are helping other people. And not just poor, but important causes like Manhattan Jewish Experience, for example, reaching out and reconnecting our less affiliated Jewish brothers and sisters. That's an incredibly pressing need. What are we doing to support an organization like the MJE? Or any other cause that you feel is significant, as important. It always starts with the poor. Tzedakah, a primary charity, is for people that are poor and that really need the help financially. And then you branch out and you make sure you take care of your synagogue, your local shul, your organizations, the causes in which you believe. Very, very important that we enter the High Holidays not only thinking about our relationship with Hashem, which is expressed through the first acronym that we talked about in the very beginning of this challenge, where we said that I am for my beloved is for me, Anila Dodiva Dodi Li. That's talking about our beautiful relationship with Hashem, but we also have to be concerned not only vertically, but also horizontally. How is my fellow human being? How is my fellow Jew doing? What are the pressing needs in the community? Am I giving? Am I supporting those needs? We want to enter the high holiday season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, by demonstrating that we care not only about our own personal relationships and our relationship with Hashem, but also with our fellow human being. That's why I always try to give my tzedakah, at least the bulk of it or a good amount of it, at this time of year. It should serve as a zechut, as a merit for all of us, the chesed, the kindness we do to other, for other people, whether it's visiting people in the hospital. I also gave another example in the chapter. If you have some time and you're in the New York area, I'm sure there are other places like this elsewhere, go to Brooklyn and go to a restaurant called Masbia, where they serve free food to people who do not have the money to pay. And you could either just go in the back of the kitchen and they'll give you fruits and vegetables to cut up. You'll help prepare the food, or you can be a waiter and serve. I brought my kids. I did this a number of times with my kids over the years. It's a very, very beautiful way of giving back and demonstrating to not only to Hashem, but to us, that we are chesed-oriented people. We care about others. We give tzedakah. We are generous. And we are sharing the blessings that Hashem has blessed us with. And therefore, Hashem, please, please continue to bless me with more. Have a wonderful day.